Blog Talk Radio.
Evelyn, blessing in abundance.
When I wake up,
I just want to tell you something about the billionaire mastermind forum broadcast family.
Come on.
Are like a box of
chocolate.
You never, ever,
ever know
what you are going to get. But you are guaranteed that it's going to be good.
Yes, five, four, three, two, one.
This conference is being recorded. Welcome to the doorway of your vortex. We are extremely pleased that you've made the decision to be here. Breathe in. Breathe out. It is good to come together for the purpose of co-creation and for the purpose of aligning with who you really are. Breathe in, breathe out. We want you to know that as you relax and breathe, all callers are muted on the words that we are offering to you here. You are allowing the gentle tuning of your vibration to the frequency of your source, who is inside the vortex. Breathe in. Breathe out. Be easy as you find the rhythm of your body and enjoy long, slow breaths in and out as you hear our words. Breathe in, breathe out. It is not necessary that you concentrate, and there is nothing that you need remember. Just relax and breathe and enjoy. Breathe in, breathe out. You are an extension of non-physical source energy, and you have come here with great eagerness and purpose. You intended to explore Earth's perfect balance of contrast for the purpose of moving life beyond what it has been before. Breathe in, breathe out. In this moment in time and space, you are precisely where you have intended to be, and the source within you is pleased. Breathe in, breathe out. Your life continually calls more expansion through you, and all that is benefits from the important part that you play. Breathe in, breathe out. As you relax and breathe deeply, you can feel the appreciation that Source feels for you in this moment in time. Appreciation for your physical world, for its diversity, and for the stream of never-ending desires that flow forth from you. Breathe in. Breathe out. Before your birth into this physical body, you understood the importance of the contrasting diversity on planet Earth. Breathe in. Breathe out. You jumped in eagerly to explore the variety and to enjoy the expansion that you knew would be called through you. Breathe in. Breathe out. Your life is supposed to feel good to you, for you have deliberately chosen it as the platform from which more will flow. The appreciation that Source feels for you never endingly will wrap you in a warm blanket of worthiness if you will allow it. Breathe in. Breathe out. Your life is serving you well and is providing the basis of expansion exactly as you knew it would when you decided to come. Breathe in. Breathe out. You have launched countless rockets of desires into your vortex of creation, and your frequent entry there will always feel good. Breathe in. Breathe out. From inside your vortex, things satisfy and delight you. You feel expansive and frisky, and you are eager for more. With every new discovery and each new place you stand, the expansive feeling of more continues to call you and refresh you. Breathe in. Breathe out. Your world is gradually expanding, steadily growing and refreshing, while finding balance every step along the way. Breathe in. Breathe out. Well-being is the dominant basis of all that is, of the universe, and of the physical planet upon which you now stand. Breathe in. Breathe out. Your magnificent world is eternally tied to the steady rhythm of well-being at its core, and the same is true of you. As you relax and refresh, releasing resistance as you breathe, you will discover the balancing rhythm of your source. Breathe in. Breathe out. Be easy about your life and feel our appreciation for who you are as you allow wonderful things to flow naturally to you. Breathe in. Breathe out. As you relax into the law-based premise of our words, any resistance you have found along your physical path will be released. Breathe in. Breathe out. As you listen to our words and remember who you are, you will rediscover your natural vibrational patterns of well-being. Each day, you will find more clarity, more stamina, more eagerness. Each day, you will remember who you are and why you have come. Breathe in. Breathe out. That which is your source is fully aware of you right now and feels unspeakable appreciation for who you are. Breathe in. Breathe out. Your life is supposed to feel good to you, and you are meant to feel happiness in your life, and you are meant to satisfy your dreams. Breathe in. Breathe out. You are doing extremely well. The well-being that you seek is flowing to you. Relax and enjoy the unfolding. Feel appreciation for what is and eagerness for what is coming. There is great love here for you. Breathe in. For the next few minutes, letting the music guide you. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Good morning.
Lord, that whole time I was going on and on and on. You should know when the music stops, I start talking.
I know, that's why I said good morning.
Yes, Lord. And it was what I said to myself was nice too. Good morning, everyone. You hear, you're going to hear a silence there, obviously. But good morning, good morning, and we welcome you this morning to the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. And it's been stated that when two or more minds come together, it has the ability to stimulate and activate the divine source that's within you. And that's because your consciousness, you're connected to the divine source that created us all and everything in the world's known and the world's unknown. And we say that you can literally download all the good that you desire to your state of consciousness. However, there is some work that you have to do. And that work, folks, is mental self-discipline. If you view the world around you, you will be able to see many levels and levels and millions and minds of level of self-discipline that has taken place in the physical world that we live in. Because everything you see in the physical world, it took the self-discipline to bring it from the ether, from the consciousness, and bring it into a form that you see. It's high levels of self-discipline that was needed to make this the things that we experience today as we call reality. So you can play a part in manifesting the good that you desire at the same time by helping others. And it's there waiting for you. So the Billionaire Mastermind Forum, this is our platform. And this morning you heard from Esther Hicks on well-being, the consciousness of steadiness of well-being. And she talks about expansion through, and it calls for the important part of your day. You have a platform, as she referred to. There's a platform that you're given. It's kind of like your breath. You can feel the appreciation that the divine source has given to you right through your breath. This is a platform that gives you the ability to see, to hear, to think, and allow you to have what is referred to as never-ending desires to flow back and forth through you, never-ending. And she also spoke about there are contrasts that we understood prior to birth and the contrast of life now, as we might call the good, the bad, and the ugly, is something we might, you have to understand as a part of living on this platform. So the platform for which more will flow from you is right here, right now. Your life is serving you well, and it's providing for you a base, and here's a key word, of expansion. It's a base for an expansion, this platform that you have, this well-being that you want to bring forth in your life. So on the this morning, we're going to open up. I do have something else I want to share with you, but let me open up for our co-host this morning and see what's on their mind. Now, Billionaire's Happy, I see you. I hear you out there this morning, so I'm going to start with you because I see you. And I hear you. Well, good morning, good morning. How are you
this morning? Good morning. Great, great, and happy day to you.
Great day and happy day to you.
Well, what's on my mind is that I was thinking about, well, two things I was thinking about. One is how to explain this concept, and even to myself and get it in my brain myself, how to explain this concept of our oneness with God, our oneness with our vortex, and how does that play out like in everyday practical terms. And so two examples I thought about was, one was the iceberg. And how with the iceberg, there's part of it that's totally submerged and a little tip that's sticking out. And so I was thinking about, like, when we were in our mother's womb in embryo, we were totally submerged with source, even before that. And then that's how the iceberg was totally submerged. But then as it as the tip of it became separated from the water, even though it, in our consciousness, I think we felt like because now we weren't totally submerged in the water, that we somehow were separated. And also because of all these, the difference of environment where we have all these things, when we were in our mother's womb, it was, that's all it was. But then once we came out in the world and all of these different things caught our attention, caught our eye, and we're seeing so many different things and experience so many different things, we totally forgot about how we were at that time and really just started focusing on this world. I'm still playing with this concept and still trying to get it in my brain so that I could just explain it better. But that was the one thing I was thinking about. And the other thing was, one of the things that you said, I mean, you probably don't even remember saying this like long, long time ago, was that when you were in your mother's womb and as a baby, you didn't care about, you weren't worried about how you got your nutrients, how you were able to breathe. Every single thing was provided for you. And so it wasn't until you became older and became conscious, you know, more conscious, that you began to worry about all these things. And the reason why I was thinking, trying to think about this analogy and get it in my head, is because I'm in the midst of two books, the Abundance book, where I'm in the midst of doing the 40-day plan, where you go through these 10 different statements that he mentions. And then also another book by Christy Whitman. She's an acclaimed New York Times bestselling author, and it's The Art of Having It All, A Woman's Guide to Unlimited Abundance. And I'll just say it again just in case anyone is interested. This book is by Christy Whitman, and the title was called The Art of Having It All, A Woman's Guide to Unlimited Abundance. And she makes that analogy of how we behaved when we were babies. Like we, you know, babies automatically know that they are worthy. They don't question, like, should I get a bottle or should somebody come pick me up? They cry and someone immediately responds to their needs. And so, and babies go through their feelings and their emotions, and they don't care who is looking, who is talking about them. They just don't care. Their emotions are their emotions. And so they naturally know that they live in an abundant world and that everything is provided for them. They also naturally know that they are worthy of this abundance and worthy of every good thing and worthy of their desires and having their desires fulfilled. And so I'm just trying to reconcile all of this in my head and just have a better understanding for myself, and also so that I can teach that to others. So I know that might be a lot of stuff on my mind, but that was on my mind today.
Yes, we got a mouthful and a mind-provoking thought from you as we talked about the iceberg and the baby crying. And as I'm here at the Rich Mind Daycare Center.
I love that.
Yes, that's the name of the corporation. That's the name that Desiree named it, Rich Mind Daycare Center.
That is adorable.
Yeah, and the baby starts coming at 7 o'clock. And one of them I've seen when they came, they could not walk, of course. Mm. And then now they're running around. And but just an example, as you talked about the baby, we got a new one that just came in, and all she does is cry because she's new. She's not used to the routine.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, if you watch the little babies, they don't care what, but they know when they cry, they're going to get attention.
Mm-hmm.
And 9 out of 10 times, they'll get what they want. So that's a good example as you talk about the babies and the iceberg. And, you know, before birth, we did not worry. But this is what the world that we live in is abundance, and that's the Hicks, you know, focus on well-being. But the world that we live in, folks, is abundance. Now, I can tell you, we get stuck. I was going to say sometimes, but I might want to say we're stuck most of the time. And the contrast and our challenges is not having the spirit of a baby, I guess, and showing our emotion and crying out for what we want. But that spirit has been suppressed. And so we kind of get stuck in one spot, and we kind of find ourselves going around in a circle instead of going out and tackling and charging forth and bringing into manifestation the people, the things we need to get what we desire. We just kind of go in a corner like and just stay to ourselves, as opposed to crying out, as you say, like the baby, and let the universe provide you what you need. Now, including myself, a lot of us, we need a lot. We think we need a lot, I'll put it that way. But we live within this bubble of being, you know, in a corner, kind of like a timeout bubble, where we don't do anything. We just get stuck within our own stuff and our own thinking, and we kind of do nothing other than what's necessary to be done. And as a result, we have a limited expansion and a limited experience, I should say. So the analogy with the baby is good, the iceberg is good, and talking about our well-being this morning, as Esther Hicks, you know, referred to, back to every new discovery, the feeling keeps calling you to refresh you over and over and over again. So I know most of you out there, all of you out there, we all have that same desires to live a good life, to come through this life as pleasant, as happy as possible, and to make it to paradise. That's our ultimate goal, you know, is to pass through this world and live an abundant, joyful life, and then move forth to the promises of the hereafter. That's our ultimate, I mean, assume that most people ultimately go. But in the process of getting there, of understanding this journey, we find that we have these challenges. So let's go over to billionaire baby, Dr. Talmadge Swain, and see what's on her mind this morning. She's out there in Delray Beach. Good morning. Wait a minute. I didn't even get your music up. Venus Happy got me off track, but I had your music there as well. I wasn't even thinking about music this morning. I was really just getting into this subject this morning. But let's see. I got you here, Venus Happy. Let's get a little bit of you, and then I find Venus Happy. Here we go. Yeah.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Get you going. Did I get you going, billionaire happy, billionaire happy?
Yes, thank you so much. Yes. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And here we go now, loving our lives. And she's out there. I see her clearly.
Stop me, I'm not today. Don't ever live my life today. Don't ever live my life today. So everybody else is in your thoughts. I love my life.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Oh, just fabulous. Just great. I was listening to Esther, and then it reminded me of, I was at a friend's last night, and I do a lot of reading. They do a lot of looking at YouTube, but on YouTube there's a series called Akasha, and it speaks of the Akasha records and the whole aspect of the spirituality and going within and creating, and it is so beautiful, the presentation with all of the beautiful designs, you know, in terms of explaining the spiritual aspect and the reason that we're here. It's just I suggest everyone, you know, take a look at it. Go to YouTube and put in Akasha, a.k.a. S-H-K-A. Really beautiful. And just made me realize that there's so many ways in which you can begin to learn about who you are and of whom you are, and in such a way that you know you have the freedom of your will to literally create any and all things, and that we are expressing God. God is expressed through us. We are in that aspect of divinity where we are the vessel and instrument of creation. And there is anything that you can absolutely think of is already there in the invisible, waiting to be vibrated into matter. So I'm just so excited about knowing that much teaching is going on in terms of this spiritual part of who we are and what we are about. But I truly, truly am feeling blessed and very grateful for just understanding this experience of life. There are many people who go through it and don't understand it at all, what it's all about. So we are very blessed and fortunate and very happy to help other people, you know, to understand it. And I do have a beautiful affirmation for us today, which states, I am directed and guided moment by moment on the path of greatest good. For I live my life fully and completely and accomplish my goals with ease and with joy. For I create an outward expression of the beauty and joy of life in my attitude, my home, my work, my environment, and my leisure. So I'm thanking God for using me in a powerful, beautiful, and loving way to uplift, motivate, inspire, and empower everyone whose lives I touch. So be it, and so it is. And once we understand this, the life, everyone will love their life. I know that for sure. Back to you, Dr. George Fine.
Thank you, Akasha, A-K-A-S-K-A, right?
Yeah, Akasha. Akasha, like the Akasha Records.
Let's spell it again.
A-K-A-S-K-A, Akasha.
Akasha, okay. Akasha, okay. I got a note of that.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And it's Phil and Molina. They have this huge screen on the wall, TV screen that they can YouTube it, you know, send the YouTube to. And the designs and the beautiful, I mean, it's just, you just go there. You're gonna love it. You're gonna love it. But when you see it,
I think I've been to their home, haven't I?
Yeah. When you were here,
Phil. Okay, great.
Yeah, we have a great every Sunday afternoon. We have a gratitude group. A small group of us get together and give our statements of gratitude and blessings that we know we are experiencing.
Wow, that's so beautiful.
Gratitude. Yeah. Everyone should try to do that. Get a nice group where they get together and talk about the good things that's happening in their life and how happy and blessed and grateful and wonderful they are. I just noticed that the news and the papers and movies all about problems and things that want to mess your life up. I mean, it makes you work hard so you can grow, but there's so many wonderful, good things that's taking place for us also.
Absolutely. And once you understand the blessings and the great things that are happening to you on a small scale, you can then compound that, for lack of a better word, to a bigger scale, bigger dreams, bigger goals, bigger visions.
Exactly.
And it's been once said that your dreams is not big enough to scare you, then you're not dreaming big enough. And a lot of times, folks, as I just shared this, we can dream. We have goals and dreams, but we run into certain, lack of a better expression, roadblocks. Well, let me reframe that from roadblocks. I'm going to put it another way. Mental blocks. And these mental blocks are life experiences, life failures, life environment, life programming, a whole bunch of programming, these mental blocks of telling what you can and what you cannot do. You see other people do it. You see people start it with nothing other than their vision and their ideas, and they go out and they just make things happen.
Right.
And you know that you have the potential, the power, you know, the capability, so you can measure yourself up against the person that you see accomplishing these things. And you say, that person is no better than I, and that they know be the same height, and they might be some color, different color, or different race, but they all we are all operating with the same mind, the same power, the same resources, the same thing. And one thing that probably stop us more than anything else is our vision. And that's a major piece, vision, is our ability to see as an architect the building before it's completed. An architect has nothing but a plain sheet of paper, some scale, and a pen. And from the imagination, he has to draw this plan to build this building. It's that is amazing to me, how an architect could sit down and scale a building on a blueprint and then turn this blueprint over to the developers. And the developers are trained to read the blueprint, to read the blueprint. And then the developers go and get the contractors and the workers and say, well, this is how we're going to scale this. And the next thing you know, there's a building. It's amazing. And not only is a building, could it be anything, whatever it is, you have to see it as an architect sees it, and the vision, as Reverend Ike says, in the theater of your mind. And then from that vision, you have to go out blindfolded, in a sense, and deaf, dumb, and blind, in a sense. Well, you're not listening to anyone. You're just straightforward on this vision. You're just doing the numbers. You're just doing the challenges. And whatever it takes, you keep saying, I can do this, whatever it takes. And that's what is happening, what I should say is what needs to happen in order for us to have a better lifestyle in all areas of our lives. And our health life, which is the most beautiful wellness of all, you know, challenges. People every day are getting calls. People are dying from, and I know, including myself, that it was negligent in areas of their lives and their vision of their wellness and their well-being. So it could be your health and then your spiritual life. You know, you could be negligent in your spiritual life. It's not balanced. And then your financial life could be a struggle for you as well. So any imbalance in any of these areas, right, family life, personal life, any imbalance in any of these areas is going to be like a domino effect, you know, especially from the spiritual side, if that's the first domino. And then it rolls out to the wellness, the well-being side, which is the health, and rolls out to your physical health and your daily activities and your dreams and your goals. So what are you saying, Doc? Well, I'm saying that as Esther said in her,